بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي لبابة بشير بن عبد المنذر رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من لم يتغلب غن بالقرآن فليس منا، رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد. أبو لبابة بشير بن عبد المنذر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the one that does not render the recitation of the Quran in a melodious voice, does not attempt to beautify the Quran with his voice, then he is not from amongst us. We discussed this hadith at length. Just one aspect remains. Ulama ikram have mentioned that recite the Quran with a melodious voice, since it increases its beauty and grandeur. It refreshes the body and the soul and allows the advices to enter into the heart. When a person is reading in an attractive and a beautiful way, then naturally we find that this effect occurs upon the listener. Particularly, this is actually this sweetness, this attraction, this itminan, this tranquility that naturally enters the heart. Even a disbeliever, when he hears the Quran, gets affected like this. This is actually a testimony to what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Islam is deen fitrat. Islam is that religion which naturally, instinctively, is part of the khamir and essence of every human being, this inclination to Allah, to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the name of Allah, to the Quran. This is fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. Allah says this is Allah's fitrat upon which humanity was created on this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born naturally with an inclination. That is why a lot of times when you sit in a bayan, suddenly the speaker starts speaking about tawheed, Allah's oneness, without any explanation, a viable explanation, you get that masarrat and that sweetness and that happiness that enters the heart to hear about the oneness of Allah. This is part of that prophecy or that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra," that everyone is born with a natural inclination. The heart naturally inclines towards Allah, towards the Quran, and when that Quran is, when its recitation is enhanced in a melodious voice, and as we mentioned many times, a melodious voice doesn't mean start singing, but that voice that is full with khashiyat, that voice or that tone that catches or grasps the heart, then obviously that inner satisfaction, that inner sweetness, that inner ecstasy increases, because it's part of our nature that the heart will seek out for Allah, will seek out for the Quran, for the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, one caveat that ulama ikram mention, that they say recite with a melodious voice as it has a greater effect on the heart. Like sometimes medicine is bitter, but what do? You put a little bit of honey, you sweeten it to make it more palatable and more attractive. However, like I said, there's a caveat, and that is that do not change any letter or cause disorder with the verse or conceal a letter. This type of, a lot of times people, to keep the tune going, they do it at the expense of the rules of tajweed and the rules of recitation, and sometimes in fact interpolate and change things. This is totally mamnu' and prohibited by the ijma' and consensus of the ulama ikram, so that person needs to be a little bit careful in that regard. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an qala li an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iqra' alayya al-Qur'an. Faqultu ya Rasulullah, aqra'u alayka wa alayka unzil. Qal, إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري، فقرأت عليه سورة النساء حتى جئت إلى هذه الآية، فكيف إذا جئنا من كل أمة بشهيد وجئنا بك على هؤلاء شهيدا قال حسبك الآن فالتفت إلي فإذا عيناه تذرفان متفق عليه. This is a very beautiful hadith which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. At the end of the chapter, there were two aspects to the heading of this chapter. One is the desirability of tahsinu sawt bil Quran, beautifying one's voice when rendering the recitation of the Quran. The second aspect, asking someone who reads in a melodious and who is proficient in recitation of the Quran, asking such an individual to read for you and then to listen attentively to that recitation. The second aspect is established from this hadith and other ahadith also. The narrator is a sahabi who himself is very, very famous or very well known among sahaba for being extremely proficient in reciting the Quran. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Rasul says that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, recite the Quran upon me. In other words, oh Abdullah, you read and I am going to listen to your recitation. What greater honor can there be than this? Sahibul Quran, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one upon whom the Quran was revealed, not just upon him. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. Allah says, we reveal this Quran directly upon your heart, upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to tell a sahabi, you read and I want to listen to your recitation, this is a great accolade and honor that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bestowed upon Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We've seen in the previous riwayat where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Musa Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, لَقَدْ أُوتِيتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِرِ آلِ دَاوُودِ, that you have been given one of the flutes of the descendants of Sayyidina Dawood, or the descendants of Dawood alayhi salam, as we saw in the previous riwayat. And in this particular riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, read the Quran, I want to listen to your Quran. Iqra alayya al-Quran. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud, first, humility, tawazu, which is part of Iman. He said, I said, Ya Rasulullah, aqra'u alayka wa alayka unzil. I must read, whereas the Quran was revealed upon you. How can I possibly fulfill the haqq of that? Me reading and you listening to my recitation. Whereas we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in hadith, man ahabba an yaqra al-Qur'an ghaddan tariyan falyaqra biqirati ibn Ummi Abd. Ibn Ummi Abd was the agroman or the nickname for Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion he said that any one of you that wants to read the Quran, غَضًّا طَرِيًّا, this is an expression, غَضًّا طَرِيًّا, in other words, fresh and tender. Fresh and tender, what is the connotation? Just as it was revealed. Those of you who want to read the Quran in a natural and pure manner, which is free from affectation and closest to how it was revealed. Two aspects here. One is to read free from affectation. A lot of times people try to read the Quran. Person has got a good voice, beautiful voice. But what is he reading? He's reading what sometimes you hear this colloquial term, Indian style. Or trying to read like some Bollywood song. Or reads in an affectatious manner. Your reading must be natural. True beauty is when the Quran is read naturally. We find that generally, we find this amongst the Arabs, that especially those who have grounding in eloquence, that they read the Quran naturally, without affectation. So that is what is encouraged here. Anyone who wants to read the Quran, غَدًّا طَرِيًّا, fresh and tender, in other words, without affectation, to read in a natural, pure manner, and to read it how it was revealed, then Rasulullah ﷺ said, فَلْيَقْرَى بِقِرَاتِ إِبْنِ بْنِ عَبْدٍ, let him read like how Abdullah bin Mas'ud reads. What a accolade and honor Rasulullah ﷺ is conferring upon the Sahabi. Anyone who wants to read the Quran like it is supposed to be read, then let him read it like Ibn Ummi Abd. And here also, this doesn't say read like Abdullah bin Mas'ud, but shows affection, shows approval. When an ustad has a proficient student, this is how he should raise the himmat and the courage of that particular student. And there is nothing wrong if the ustad has to tell the rest of the class that why don't you be like so and so in this certain aspect. It's not a cause of jealousy or anything, this is approval, and this is how other reciters of the Quran can be encouraged. You find in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُوا الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ, take your Quran, in other words, learn your recitation of the Quran from four of my companions, from four Sahaba. Min Abdullah bin Mas'ud first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَسَالِمْ مَوْلَى أَبِي حُذَيْفَ radiallahu anhu. ومعاد بن جبل رضي الله تعالى عنه وأبي بن كعب رضي الله تعالى عنه. These four Sahaba were well known amongst the rest of the Sahaba for being, in other words, authoritative masters of Quranic recitation and transmission. About Abdullah bin Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه, it is mentioned he was amongst the first to learn the recitation of the Quran directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also the first Sahabi to recite publicly in Makkah Mukarrama. He is that Sahabi who, as we just mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take your Quran from four of my companions, amongst them Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what was his link? What was his association? What was his love? What was his involvement with the Quran? And this is something that it's very, very important for us to take cognizance of. We tend to separate recitation from understanding. We tend to separate the learning of the hifz of the Quran or reciting the Quran in a beautiful manner from the message of the Quran. Sahaba, if he was authoritative, if he was proficient in recitation, automatically it was understood. He was also proficient in the understanding or in acquiring the knowledge of the message of the Quran. As we can see, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, وَالَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ غَيْرُهُ مَا نَزَلَتْ آيَةٌ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَعْلَمُ أَيْنَ نَزَلَتْ وَفِي مَا نَزَلَتْ. He says, I take an oath upon that being besides whom there is no deity or God. I take an oath upon Allah that no ayat of the Quran was revealed except I know where it was revealed. Under what circumstances it was revealed. وَلَوْ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّ أَحَدًا أَعْلَمُ مِنِّي بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ تَبْلُغُ الْإِبِلِ. If I come to know that anyone knows something about any verse in the Quran, knows some knowledge about any verse in the Quran that I don't have, and a camel will reach him, Abdullah bin Mas'ud says, لَرَكِبْتُ إِلَيْهِ, I will mount my camel and traverse the earth to find that person to acquire the knowledge of the Quran. Like it was to fix my mind.